State Senate President Mike Miller announced yesterday that he is relinquishing his gavel when the General Assembly returns to Annapolis in January. Miller is 76 years old. He has cancer and several related health issues. He is the longest continuously serving Senate president in the country, having held the position since 1987. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports on the legacy that Miller leaves behind.
Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch remembers the first time he met Miller. Frosch, then a new member of the House of Delegates, was trying to shepherd a bill he sponsored through the Senate. He met with Miller to ask for help, but was unsuccessful in getting the Senate president's support.
I walk out of his office. The knife is still sticking out of my back. I know my bill is dead. I know I've been handled. And I still am thinking to myself, well, he killed my bill, but what a nice guy.
Frosch later served for 20 years in the state Senate under Miller, including 12 years as the head of the Judicial Proceedings Committee. Frosch says Miller has always had a knack for getting the pulse of the Senate.
He could tell where every senator was going to vote before some of the senators knew that was the way they were going to vote. And he had a personal relationship with every single member. He knew who they were married to. He knew who their kids were. He knew where they went to school.
Melissa Deckman, who teaches political science at Washington College, says those relationships have aided Miller's efforts to help Senate Democrats, even those he disagrees with, get reelected.
He really cares about his party and he cares about the institution. And so I think he's done a lot of work to come behind the scenes to make sure that those senators, you know, can be reelected and can kind of have the institutional support to get many of their legislative priorities through the chamber.
Democrats hold 32 seats in the 47-member body. But Senate Minority Leader J.B. Jennings says Miller makes sure Republicans' voices are heard.
You know, in the House, you didn't see that. Republicans were ostracized, kept to the side. They weren't allowed to defend bills on the floor. You know, here in the Senate, you see Republicans offer, you know, take more bills to the floor than some of their fellow colleagues.
At times, Miller has been known to temper some of the more progressive policy proposals.
We have some very progressive sensibilities in this state, and I think on many occasions, Senator Miller has been the force to sort of pump the brakes and make sure Marylanders are getting sort of the best possible deal out of that liberal ideation.
Damian O'Doherty co-founded KO Public Affairs, whose employees work as lobbyists in Annapolis. In the late 90s, he worked on staff with several members of the Senate. He says Miller's moderating influence has helped to minimize discord in the Senate. Miller manages to find a way to help legislators from urban areas while also helping legislators from rural Western Maryland or the Eastern Shore.
He was able to really gain the confidence of these folks and say, look, I'll protect what's important to your people on the Eastern Shore or in Western Maryland, but you've got to give me a look outside the box on perhaps this more progressive policy.
After 33 years as Senate president, Miller is trading his spot at the rostrum at the front of the chamber for a seat on the floor. He plans to finish out his four-year term representing his district in Southern Maryland, a district he has represented since he was first elected to the House in 1970.
It's been a great run. I have enjoyed every minute of it. I think the Senate is more inclusive because of me. It's been productive because of all of us working together. And it's been a great place to live and a place to work.
To succeed Miller as president, the Democratic caucus has nominated 36-year-old Senator Bill Ferguson, who has represented South Baltimore since 2011.
There is no one that can replace Mike Miller.
Ferguson said senators will continue to learn from Miller's wealth of knowledge and experience. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.